Conflict is not only something to get through. For the Christian, conflict can become a place where God forms us. That does not mean conflict is always good. Some conflict includes real sin. Some conflict includes real harm. Some conflict includes injustice, betrayal, fear, and grief. This course will never ask you to call evil good. It will never teach that forgiveness means denial. It will never teach that peace means passivity. But Scripture does show us that God is present with His people in hard places. He forms us there. He exposes what is false. He strengthens what is weak. He corrects what is harmful. He invites us away from the flesh and into the life of Christ. Colossians 3 gives us a picture of Christian formation. It calls God's people to compassion, kindness, humility, patience, forgiveness, love, and the peace of God ruling in the heart. Those qualities are not only for calm days. They are needed when we are misunderstood. They are needed when we are corrected. They are needed when we are disappointed. They are needed when someone sins against us. They are needed when we have sinned against someone else. In conflict, we often ask immediate questions. How do I make this stop? How do I prove I am right? How do I get them to understand? How do I protect myself? Those questions may feel natural, but in Christ, we learn to ask deeper questions. Lord, what are you showing me? What is ruling my heart right now? What desire has become too powerful in me? What truth needs to be spoken? What do I need to confess? How do I love this person in truth? What boundary may be faithful here? What is my next obedient step? That is why conflict belongs in discipleship. A disciple is not only someone who studies what Jesus taught. A disciple is someone being formed into the way of Jesus. Philippians 2:5 tells us to have the mind of Christ. In this course, we will call this the Jesus mindset. The Jesus mindset is humble obedience and relentless reliance on Christ. So do not take this course as a spectator. Bring your real conflicts to the Lord. Bring the conversations you keep replaying. Bring the person you avoid. Bring the place where you feel defensive, angry, hurt, ashamed, or afraid. Jesus meets us there. Before moving on, ask, what current conflict may God want to use as a place of formation in me? Write one honest sentence, then offer it to the Lord in prayer.